Tales of the Tombstones Tell, Republican Observer, May 31st, 1956, the Indian Creek Cemetery, Orion Township, Richland County, Wisconsin, about Captain John R. Smith and Thomas Matthews. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to David Brent Thompson's research on Indian Creek, the snows of 106 winters have laid white upon the graves of Captain John Smith, a soldier in the Black Hawk War. Captain Smith is buried in the Indian Creek Cemetery in the town of Orion, just a bit east of the village on Highway 60. On this simple slab of marble are carved the beautiful script words that say, "Captain John R. Smith died June 27, 1850, in the 61 years of his age." That is all the stone tells. No word of his being in the Black Hawk War back in 1832, not a word of his being one of the founders of the village of Orion, nor even his early days in this new country. So we turn the pages of the history of Richland County published in 1884, which says, "Captain John Smith was born in Kentucky about 1790. While a young man, he moved to Illinois, and there he enlisted in the Black Hawk War and served as captain. He was married to Elizabeth Holliday, who was also a native of Kentucky. He worked at his trade, which was that of a millwright, in Illinois until 1838, when he moved to Wisconsin and there engaged in the lead mines in Iowa County until 1841, when he moved to Muscatine, where he worked at his trade there. He was employed on the first mill ever erected in Richland County on Mill Creek and Parish Mill, as it was named, now Balmoral, in the town of Eagle. He came to Richland County in 1842 and remained there until his death in 1850. When he died, he left a wife and two children, a daughter, Catherine, who married Thomas Matthews, and a son, Benjamin. Mr. Smith and his son-in-law, Thomas Matthews, were the first settlers in the town of Orion, and they laid out the village of Orion, erecting a crude log cabin on the site of a new village. The village grew, and it prospered, as it became the county seat of Richland County. It contained stores, a hotel, a blacksmith shop, a drugstore, and there was a ferry landing which was important in those days. Smith and Matthews owned the ferry which operated between Muscatine and the village of Orion. The ferry operated until about 1870 when the bridge was built and the ferry was out of business. The ferry landing area at the west end of the village can still be seen. Thomas Matthews, also buried in the Indian Creek Cemetery, a son-in-law of Captain Smith, was a native of Tennessee. Born May 7, 1814, in 1836 he came to Wisconsin and worked in the lead mines. In 1840, he married Catherine Smith and built the first log cabin, present site of what is now the village of Orion. Their cabin, says the history, though it may be a humble one, was where strangers never found the latch string out. As the village grew, their cabin became known as the Settlement, and Mr. Matthews kept the hotel. Mr. Matthews, so it says on his tombstone, died in 1885 at the age of 71. His grave is close to that of his father-in-law, Captain John Smith.
It's the last call for a chance to visit the Aiken School Museum. Sunday, September 25th marks the end of the season for the Richland County Historical Society's one-room school museum. Admission is free. Donations are appreciated. The museum is open from 1 until 4 every Sunday from June through September. Students across the area are back in school. Why not you? Plan to visit the Aiken School Museum on County TV, midway between Twin Bluffs and the intersection with Highway 60 near Gotham, from 1 until 4 through Sunday, September 25th.